If you just tuned in to today's second date update, Sean is on the phone, and Sean is good at a lot of things. Mm. Well, I don't really know the other things, but I know Sean is good at getting ditched. That's pretty much what Sean is good at.
Oh, wow.
He got ditched by his friend, so he was looking for somebody to hang out with, and he hopped on Tinder, and then he found a girl named Nina to hang out with. He showed up to the bar where she was at, hung out with her and her friends for a while, and then Nina kind of dipped out, and even the friends didn't know where she went, so he's wondering what happened to Nina because she hasn't called him back since he met her that night. All right, Sean, you ready to go?
Yeah, and for the record, your recap really did wonders for my self-esteem.
Sean.
I was hoping it would help, Sean. We're here for you, though, okay?
Yeah, I can tell. Thanks.
Yeah, at least for like another 5 minutes or so, and then we're done.
Now, do you just want to find out where she went, or do you actually want to go out with this girl again?
I mean, I was very interested. You know, I thought we had a little something going on. So, of course I want to know what happened and where she went, but I'd be interested in going out again if she could explain this.
Okay, but if she can't and she just said you suck and I left, then we shouldn't
ask.
That's
a different story. I'm glad that you found her, so at least I know she is alive.
Okay. Yes.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get your second date update, okay?
All right, man.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Nina, please?
This is Nina.
Oh, good. You're safe. Nina, I've been worried about you.
Okay. Who is this?
Oh, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. This is Brooke.
Hey, Nina.
And Jose is the guy that you just heard laugh.
Okay. Why am I talking to a bunch of people?
Because we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened. And you recently met up with one of our listeners, but now you're not talking to him.
Okay, this is weird.
Yes.
I know. I figured it would be. But his name is Sean.
Oh, right. Yeah, he seemed like a really cool guy.
What?
Wait, hold on, Nina. Okay. Why are you being so nonchalant about this whole thing? Because he said that you ditched him.
I ditched him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he says.
He said you went to the bathroom and, like, didn't come back, ditched him.
Oh my God. I guess I did. Oh, God.
I'm so confused. How?
I can't believe I did that. That was so mean.
Yeah.
How are you not? I am so confused by you right now, Nina.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, how did you?
I know.
How'd you ditch him on accident, and then why haven't you responded to his phone calls or anything?
To be honest, when I went to the bathroom, I accidentally met up with my ex, you know, obviously we're no longer together, but we just have this chemistry, and whenever we see each other, we just hook up. We can't seem to keep our hands off each other, and
wait.
I just, you know.
When you went to the bathroom, you ran into your ex and, like, went home with him?
Yeah, we just, you know.
But
you know how it is when there's, like, passion for someone. I honestly, like, forgot about Sean, and I was just in the moment, and we took off. You know,
okay.
And I ended up spending the rest of the night with him. I'm really sorry. I feel terrible.
But how are you just now realizing that you ditched Sean in this whole thing?
I know. It was just, we just had so much fun that night. I guess I just completely forgot about Sean.
Okay. Why not call him back or text him back after he tried to get a hold of you?
I felt a little weird afterward, you know? I didn't want to tell him. I didn't want to lie to him. I just kind of figured it was a quick situation and he would go away. So I just kind of left it at that.
I think that's pretty understandable.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
The only problem is, Nina, he hasn't gone away because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious right now? Like, is this really real life?
Are you serious? You had him waiting on the phone to talk to me this whole time? What is wrong with you guys? Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but yeah, he was waiting this whole time to talk to you, and now I guess he knows the truth.
What kind of person does this? Like, you actually forgot that we were in the middle of a date? Like, how can you just forget that a human being even exists because you bump into some dude?
Oh, my God. Sean, first of all, I was drunk. And we, I literally had just met you, like, you know, what was it, like 45 minutes So after you're a nice guy, but...
So after you sobered up, you saw my text, you saw that you missed calls, no, nothing in you, there was no remorse, no, oh man, that's pretty messed up, nothing. No.
I mean, I feel bad about it, but I kind of figured it was such a quick hookup, and I thought I said goodbye to you before I left, so, you know, I forgot. You know, I was, like I said, I had a few drinks, so I wasn't thinking clearly.
We're on a first date, Nina. I mean, and you just go hook up with your ex-boyfriend. You don't sound like you're all that broken up about it. I mean...
I do feel bad about it, but come on. We met on Tinder, dude. I mean, you know, it's not like you're going to propose to me or anything. So I didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, you know, I guess maybe at some point I would have reached. I just really didn't put a lot of thought into it.
Some point? What, were you going to wait till I had a birthday? I mean...
No, I figured I would call you at some point, but, you know, I was just wrapped up with my ex, and I wasn't really putting a lot of focus on it, you know?
Nina.
Oh, my God.
I know. I feel so bad for you, Sean. Nina, that is really messed up that you just ditched somebody. He had a bad night to begin with. He had already been ditched by his friends.
Well... First of all, not everybody has an ex like my ex. Okay, this guy, well, I won't even get into that. And I mean, I do feel bad for Sean. I just never thought it was that deep, really.
You know what? Now I don't even feel as bad. I don't even feel as bad. Because you know what I did? So I wouldn't take a total loss for the night. I hooked up with one of her girlfriends.
Nuh-uh!
No way!
You did not tell us that before, Sean.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You did what?
Oh, now it matters? Now it matters?
Yeah, wait a minute. Who was it? Who did you hook up with?
I mean, why does it matter? You know, I'm not. I'm just some guy you were going to call on his birthday.
Oh.
I mean,
no,
what difference does it make?
You know, it doesn't even matter. I bet I know who it was anyway. It's she's a slut in the group. But now I'm just like, I'm really confused because if you did that, why are you going through all this trouble to contact me? Why don't you just go with her?
That's a good point.
Why are you contacting me?
I mean, I was a little more interested in you, but, you know, I'm over that now, obviously.
Well, you're not. I mean, it's sounding all confusing to me because if you're interested in me, why are you hooking up with one of my friends?
Oh, let me
dude,
use
that's not
drunk,
cool.
Let me use your drunk excuse. Oh, I was drunk, so, you know, it just kind of happened.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
All right, well,
that
on this note, Nina,
God.
I would like to ask you if you would like to go out with Sean again on a second date. We will pay for it.
That's a very generous offer, but I think I will respectfully decline.
Oh, my God. I wanted you guys to go out again to see who you'd actually end up going home with that night.
Well, maybe you can pay for him to go out with okay?
I mean, good. I mean, why do I want to go with you again anyway? I mean, honestly, your girlfriend was a little hotter than you, and then there was a couple other ones that I might be more interested in that was in that party anyway. So, yeah.
Okay. So now Sean's got all the girls.
This is why I should meet up with guys on Tinder. I am done with that whole situation. I mean, you have, like, completely turned me off. And, like, if I'm going to be meeting jerks like you, then, nah, not even worth it.
Whoa.
That's fine. Yeah, stick to guys that dump you in real life.
Oh, my God.
My God.
All right, well, thank you very much, you guys. And at least, hey, Sean, look at it this way. Now that you're kind of an ex of hers, you went on a date, next time you see her out with another dude, you might be able to hook up with her. It all works out.